I will therefore hand over to Ausdineo on behalf of the team to do the presentation, after which both Honorable Chetty and Honorable Nkosi will make additions, which we can have a discussion, a way forward of the Ausdineo. Lubabalo is Ausdineo.
Chairperson, she is not on the platform unless she has a challenge with the network. May I quickly give her a call, Chairperson?
Okay. In the meantime, can we have Honorable Nkosi and Honorable Chetty, if possible, doing preliminary opening remarks? I don't see Honorable Nkosi on the platform, so we'll give it to you, Honorable Chetty. Honorable Chetty. Ntate Chetty. Okay, I can't get hold. Ntate Chetty doesn't look like he can hear me. If we don't get hold of Ausdineo, we will then have the report presented by Lubabalo. Take us through the report.
Thank you, Chair. With your permission, Chair, the first four sections of the report are standard sections, Chair, which are part of the format, Chair. For the period of time, may I start at section 5, where we'll focus more oversight, Chair. Hello, Chair?
Yes, Luba, it looks like your network is not good.
Okay. Is it better now, Chairperson?
Yes, it's better. We were saying the first four sections are self-explanatory, they are standard, so you can proceed.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, on the 22nd of May, the delegation had a meeting with the High Commissioner, His Excellency, Mr. William Whitehead, where he gave a detailed report that there are 20 state-owned properties in Namibia that is managed by the South African High Commission. 16 of the properties are located in Windhoek and 4 are located in Walvis Bay. Due to the deterioration of the properties, speak, because of the age and lack of maintenance, the mission had to resort to housing some of the staff members in rented accommodation. This includes staff from partner departments. Renting accommodation while state-owned accommodation is available is seen as a fruitless and a wasteful expenditure. It is therefore imperative to renovate and restore some of the houses to allow for officials to currently in rented accommodation to move into the state-owned accommodation. The High Commissioner further noted that two properties are embarked for occupation by transferred officials from Department of Defense and SABS. In addition, two new staff members will be joining the South African High Commission within the next 3 months. It was further noted, Chair, that to initiate this project, the mission commissioned a local company to do conditioning assessment of four of the vacant houses